disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Well, it is 4:20, and we're going to be talking about what's going on with marijuana today. We have Chuck Schumer wisely seizing the opportunity and saying that he is going to offer legislation to decriminalize marijuana, which basically has been done in 60% of the states. And even conservative states like Utah and Oklahoma are talking about decriminalizing medical marijuana. 90% of the people, regardless of political affiliation, 90% of the people in America don't believe that marijuana, medical marijuana, ought to be criminalized. And the vast majority of both Democrats and independents believe that marijuana in general should not be criminalized. It's still less than 50% of Republicans, though, interestingly enough. Do Republicans understand what's going on with drug prohibition? Do they understand how it has eroded their property rights? Civil asset forfeiture can be used to take away your property without even charging you with a crime, let alone finding you guilty of this? Do you realize that that can happen? And Republicans who tend to understand what property, the value of owning property towards your liberty, don't seem to understand that. Do the Republicans, do the conservatives who are supporting the government trying to kick the drugs out of everybody's hands, which hasn't worked for 47 years, do they understand that this is a UN agenda? Well, we're going to talk about this. This is not about decriminalizing marijuana, folks. This is about decriminalizing our government. Our government has acted like criminals. Our government has ignored the Constitution. Our government has destroyed the Bill of Rights and due process and property rights and so forth. Our government is acting like a criminal, not only on marijuana, but on all of these prohibition issues. And so these efforts to decriminalize are not decriminalizing marijuana, but the government. But it's also interesting because we're going to take a look at the money behind this, because don't get too excited about freedom just yet. There are a lot of people that are getting allied in this. And of course, the big move with this, you can see this coming. When people like John Boehner, former Republican Speaker of the House, who was unalterably opposed to any kind of marijuana legalization, has now altered his views. And he is now sitting on the board of a marijuana company because he's seeing a different kind of green. And so what they're going to do, and we have seen this already in some of the decriminalization processes, it isn't just like coming in, just like free trade. Free trade is not free trade. Free trade is managed trade. This is not going to be the freedom to do with your life and your body what you wish. This is going to be managed very carefully. And they'll still have a lot of little legal tripwires in there so they can keep their prisons filled. We've already seen this in many other places. So we're going to talk about what's going on with that. Also, Canada and many other issues. There are big legal problems coming for President Trump, I believe, in this Michael Cohen situation. We'll lay out the case that's made by Judge Andrew Napolitano about how dangerous this is, even as we have Rudy Giuliani joining the defense team and saying, well, I think we're going to get this Mueller investigation shut down in a week or two. Well, that's pretty optimistic. Maybe he can do that. Who knows? I mean, they really have outrun their course. You know, we see the Senate committee overruling Mitch McConnell and saying, we're going to protect Mueller from being fired. Well, while you are writing laws about this, why don't you define what the process is instead of just saying he's going to stay there forever? Because if you're going to say he's just going to stay there forever, this is nothing other than an ad hominem witch hunt. Or maybe it's just a wish hunt. Maybe not a witch hunt, but a wish hunt. They've got a wish to remove President Trump. They're going to do everything they can, keep this thing going as long as they can, have absolutely no basis for its termination. It's just like our wars. What does it mean to win? What is the object of our wars? What is the object of this war against President Trump? By Bob Mueller. We're going to take a look at that. And then there is something that was on the Drudge Report that absolutely is amazing. Government accidentally sends a file on remote mind control methods to a journalist. This is bombshell stuff, folks. We're going to talk about that as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome. We're going to be talking about what's going on with the new revelations in the Mueller, McCabe, Comey. Now Giuliani is now involved in this mix, hoping that he can shut down this never-ending Mueller investigation. But before we get to that, and we're going to be talking to Lionel later in the program, our legal consultant here, he'll be on. And of course, he'll tell us it all depends, because that's the most important thing to understand as a lawyer. It all depends. So we'll get his opinion on this, as well as Andrew Napolitano's opinion as to what's going to be happening with the Cohen investigation moving on. But I want to take a look at some technical issues here, and technical issues that relate to President Trump and to your personal freedom. Some amazing stuff came out. We got this article that was on the Drudge Report, accidentally released as a reporter, a journalist, filed a FOIA request from a fusion center. And what he got was totally unrelated to what he'd asked for. And that's kind of mirrors what we have seen in the past. There was a lawsuit. John Corbett sued TSA because of the ineffectiveness and the harassment and the civil rights violations of these machines that they have. And they posted up on pacer.gov. It's where they put federal lawsuits. They accidentally posted information that he had asked for information, discovery, things that he had seen, things that he could not talk about, and he was absolutely amazed to be able to get that information as part of his lawsuit, but they redacted that so the public couldn't see it. But when they put it up on Pacer, they accidentally put the unredacted version up there. And we reported on this a couple of years ago. Of course, nobody cares about their freedom anymore, the airport. Just amazing to me. It was kind of like, nothing here, you know. And I imagine nobody's going to really care about this thing, about remote mind control that was dumped out by Fusion Center either. Yeah. You know, so who won the game last night? It's just absolutely amazing to me how people don't care about this stuff. I mean, what came out in that circumstance, we could see that what they were covering up, what they had redacted, and what they didn't want you to know was that in 2011, the TSA said there is no threat against any airplanes or airports. And this was at the same time they were threatening to shut down all air travel in Texas, because the Texas House had unanimously said, we're not going to let you put your hands on our kids. This is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It is a violation of our freedom and our dignity. We're not going to let you do it. And I said, well, in that case, we just won't let any planes fly in or out of Texas. And they were saying internally, there is no threat. That was bombshell stuff. And so we're going to talk about what's going on with this remote mind control. But before we get to that, I want to get a couple of tangential lead-ins to this that are also technology. Because there's as we're talking about these lawsuits and these FOIA requests revealing information that people really don't want to have come out, there was a bombshell bit of information that came out of this Google lawsuit. And this is being done by a guy who says he was fired because he was a conservative. Said that they are James DeMore's diversity manifesto. He put this thing out and said, you know, this place is, they're taking action against people because of our political views and so forth. And as part of the discovery now, we have seen, to back up his assertions in this lawsuit, we've seen a woman there, a senior software engineer at Google. Her name is Alon Altman. She pressured the company to sabotage President Trump's Android phone. This is new evidence that was released in this class action lawsuit. Calling on the tech giant to use the, quote, full economic force of Google for good, this radical progressive Altman suggested deleting the Gmail accounts of Trump, of his administration, and of his aides for, quote unquote, abuse. And as Alan Dershowitz has said many times about this whole investigation, you are criminalizing political differences. Look at what Google is doing. They're censoring political differences, openly doing it. Altman, who is still employed at Google, also called on Google to blacklist anybody that she identified as being as alt-right. Any alt-right sites on the Google ad network, she said, throw these groups out. And this is reported by Breitbart. They said, yeah, she put us on that list and we're not alt-right or whatever. I have never accepted the label of alt-right as, I've always said that I'm not right or left. I'm a libertarian. I disagree with both sides on many fundamental issues that define them. And I'm certainly not alt-right, whatever that means. She wanted to take down all alt-right videos on YouTube as well. And she called on Google to remove neo-Nazi sites like the Daily Stormer. And they did. They took her advice. They removed the Daily Stormer. That is a neo-Nazi organization. But even the left-leaning Electronic Freedom Foundation condemned that move. See, the way you combat stuff that is wrong or hateful or false, if you think it's any of those things, the way to combat that is with more freedom, with more free speech. The way to combat people, bad people with guns or knives or bombs or acid or automobiles or trucks or whatever, the way to combat that is to give people the freedom to defend themselves as well. It's not a perfect world. People that are pushing hate or lies will always find somebody that'll believe them. People who have weapons and are taking the first attack, they'll always be able to get somebody before you can stop them. But you can stop them from doing more damage, and you can stop the lies and the hate from becoming more widespread. If you censor it, then people say, well, what are they trying to cover up? It only makes it more appealing to try to censor things that you don't agree with. It only gives them veracity. Altman has been employed at Google for 7 years, according to inside sources, one of the most radical leftists in the company. She was named, says Breitbart, as one of the key architects of political discrimination at Google by whistleblower that they interviewed last August. As they've reported, she previously called on a company to discipline or terminate any employee who agreed with this individual, James Damore, who is suing them. You just fire anybody, you shut down anything that you don't like. And along those lines, what we're seeing happening with President Trump in terms of this Mueller investigation and what we have seen going on with Scott Pruitt. They've been coming after Scott Pruitt, a guy who got 13 death threats in less than a year when his previous, the previous EPA director got 3 in her term. And he got people to protect him. And they said, that's above and beyond. You can't have that. And then you look at all this intrigue that is happening in Washington, all the leaks, all the backstabbing, all the whispering and gossip and slander that is coming out of that cesspool Game of Thrones. And he spent, I think it was $40,000 or something for like this cone of silence so they could have meetings and not be spied upon. And folks, it isn't just keeping something silent. 35 years ago, as I was working as an engineer, they had tempesting programs because at that time, any government agency could monitor even the keystrokes. This is the early 1980s. They could monitor the keystrokes on your computer and tell what you were doing on your computer. It's far more sophisticated than that now, believe me. So, yeah, $40,000 to try to keep things quiet, that's not unreasonable. But they're using anything to come after Scott Pruitt. But it's not just Scott Pruitt. They're coming after every staffer at every level. This is broad, and it is deep. First of all, they've kept a lot of people that President Trump wanted to put in the administration out. They've delayed it. They slow walked it. Anybody that he gets into the Washington bureaucracies that are on Trump's side, there is a vast program being run. I was sent this by a whistleblower yesterday who is investigating this. Equity equityfwd.org. Equityfwd.org. You can look at that and you can look at their campaigns. They have a hit list of staffers. And this one that we're pulling up right here is just staffers at HHS. Scroll down and show them the list of all the different names. They're getting dossiers on people. They're scraping their behavior on social media and the internet, trying to find something that they can kind of, there they are. Keep going. There's some of the people. Look at that. They've got a hit list of staffers that are friendly to Trump, and they're going to scrape their information and then try to make them into a controversial figure, hoping that the Trump administration will just cut the ties to them because it isn't worth it. And this is happening not just in HHS. It's happening across the board. This is a very sophisticated tactic of coup and censorship. These are the tactics of the left. All right, stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about 420 and what's going on today. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Well, it's 4:20, and it looks like we may be one toe over the line. We may have finally brought around these prostitutes in Congress, you know, people like John Boehner. He always used to say he was unalterably opposed to marijuana legalization, but now he seems to have altered his meaning of unalterable. It's kind of like Bill Clinton. Well, it depends on what the meaning of is. Well, it depends on what the meaning of unalterable is, doesn't it, for John Boehner. Yeah, it's another example of money talking and BS walking. They've been BSing all of us about what's going on with this and about their legal authority to do anything about it. And now over 30 states have called their bluff. And it's not just calling their bluff. It's using the rightful remedy of nullification. I had Michael Meharry yesterday on from the 10th Amendment Center. I suggest you watch that video if you haven't seen it. It's up on our site, Real News of David Knight. He was talking about the real constitutional issues here. Everybody knew that there was no authority under the Commerce Clause or the General Welfare Clause or any other imaginary twisting of the Constitution to prohibit alcohol. And so they passed the 18th Amendment. Because the 10th Amendment shut that down. So it's really not about 420, it's about 1018. It's really about 1018. It's not about, as they say on NPR, Chuck Schumer's move to introduce a bill to decriminalize marijuana. No, Chuck Schumer is moving on a bill to decriminalize the government. The government has been illegally bluffing everybody and putting through a UN agenda, conservatives. I know many conservatives not on with this, but as we look at this, 90% of the people, Republican, Democrat, Independent, 90% of the people agree that we should not withhold medical marijuana from people. One of the things that Chuck Schumer is going to do, they're saying with this legislation, would be to regulate commercial advertising, similar to what they do for regulating tobacco and alcohol. And I would say they ought to do this for big pharmaceuticals as well. I think it used to be that pharmaceutical drugs from Big Pharma were prohibited from being advertised. And they should be. If you've got something that you have to spend, you have to hire somebody to fast talk all the possible side effects and symptoms of this drug through, and then they even speed that up so they can get all the, may lead to this. You've heard the commercials. It's absolutely insane. And most of the time, what they're saying is it's going to exacerbate the very condition you're taking it for. And that should not be allowed either. But of course, that's not going to happen because all of the big media companies, conservative and liberal, not just CNN and MSNBC, but also Fox and others, that's how they make their money. That's their major sponsors, big pharmaceutical companies. And they're out there gaslighting you about this stuff. Very dangerous stuff. You want to say that medical marijuana, that marijuana is a Schedule I drug, which says it has no medical use, and yet you push opioids and all this other stuff on people? That's criminal. You know, I was looking up glaucoma at one point in time for a family member, different treatments. And I couldn't believe the side effects of some of these pharmaceutical drugs to treat glaucoma. And the American Ophthalmology Society, the eye doctors, had a thing there about marijuana. They said, yes, indications are that this does have significant help here. And then they would always list, and that's what I was looking for, the different unintended consequences. And the unintended consequences for using marijuana to treat glaucoma were euphoria and increased appetite. So can you imagine if they do that, if they use the same rules on medical marijuana as they use on these pharmaceutical drugs on Fox and CNN? They get finished with all this stuff and then they put out the disclaimer, oh, this may cause euphoria and increased appetite. That'd be like an extra endorsement on there. No, actually what the Ophthalmology Society said, the American Ophthalmology Society said, was the biggest risk in it is that there's been no studies conducted. So we don't know what kind of dosage to recommend. So you may underdose on this and not take enough of it because they won't do the medical research. But they're going to do it now. Because now there's money involved. And that's why you see John Boehner crawling out of retirement to get onto a board. We'll talk about that in just a moment. What NPR said about this, I found to be interesting. And I think it's also interesting they didn't talk about the fact that the GOP lost this opportunity because you got Jeff Sessions. And I hate to say that Jeff Sessions is mired in the past. Because quite frankly, there never was a legitimate past for this. Yeah, it was Republicans like Richard Nixon that enacted an agenda, a schedule of drugs that was created by the UN 10 years earlier. That's where we get all these different schedules. That's how marijuana got put in as a Schedule I drug. The UN did it. And then Richard Nixon said, war on drugs. We'll do that. Why do you think this is happening worldwide? It is a UN agenda. And everybody adopted the same schedules. And they all did it. Just following what the UN was telling them to do. Oh, but no. They don't take any orders from the UN. No, that doesn't happen at all, does it? I tell you what, folks, you conservatives out there who have been supporting this war on drugs, you're fighting the wrong people. You should be fighting the United Nations on this. And so NPR comes out and says Schumer's legislation would remove marijuana from the list of scheduled substances under a 1970 law that classifies marijuana as dangerous as heroin for legal and regulatory purposes. It's not a 1970 law. It's a UN agenda. And then you got John Boehner is now on this board with William Weld, and they issued, catch this, a joint statement on this marijuana company that they're getting into. He says, my thinking on cannabis has evolved. And what this reminds me of is, you ever play the game Scruples? We laugh about this, my family. You know, we sit around, we play board games, and it's like you play Scruples, and pretty soon you realize that they're asking you to do things that are disgusting, embarrassing, or illegal, and would you do this for X amount of money? And they are just kind of upping the ante on these things. So it's like, well, would you do it for this? Kind of like Get Smart. Remember Maxwell Smart? He would lie to somebody. He was a spy, so he would lie to somebody and say, would you believe? And then he would tell them something really ridiculous. And go, no, I wouldn't believe that. Okay, well, would you believe this? Would you believe that? And that's what Scruples is. Would you do this for this amount of money, or would you do it for that amount of money? Well, now we know what John Boehner's price is. You know, as they say about prostitutes, they're just haggling over the price. And so now we can see what his price is, what this prostitute is. P.J. O'Rourke said that Congress was a parliament of whores. Boy, is that right. And you can see who the speaker of the whores was right now. But they did say some truth now, because eventually the lies collapse. Like I said, money talks and BS walks. And so now their BS has walked and they're telling the truth. And their joint statement between William Weld, a former governor of Massachusetts, and the former Speaker of the House, they said, well, it could help veterans with post-traumatic stress syndrome. Yes. It could help people to avoid getting hooked on opioids. Yes. They didn't mention that it helps to get people off of opioid addiction. And then they said, we should have research about this, but because it's a Schedule I drug, that is preventing research. We've had other Republicans who have said this. We've had Trey Gowdy and another, I can't remember the other congressman that was with him. They really hammered the drug department official about why is marijuana a Schedule I drug. Well, that's good. I'm glad they're doing that. They should have asked him, why are we implementing a UN agenda? Because all this prohibition is not effective. I don't want to see people using drugs. I don't want to see them getting addicted. That's why I want to stop trying to treat this, quote unquote, as a law enforcement issue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Yeah, we're trying to make some sense out of this. What's going on with this war on drugs, especially marijuana? That has really exposed the lies of this UN agenda. And I want to take a look at the money, the big money that's coming in behind this right now, as evidenced by John Boehner. Getting on this. You know, we have this situation coming up where marijuana is going to be legalized. They've already voted on it in Canada. They're just trying to figure out how they can still keep their hooks into people. How are we going to still regulate this? How are we going to still fine people? How are we going to still send them to jail for little minor violations or whatever? So they're trying to work out how they can still maintain some control over people because they don't want people to get free about anything. But that's what's delaying this right now. But at the same time, you have this massive construction of all these different Canadian companies in anticipation of this windfall profit coming out of the marijuana issue in Canada. And one of them is being traded on NASDAQ, at least one. The first NASDAQ traded company of marijuana is a company called Cronos. And they're going to be holding kind of a Shark Tank style format, pitching these medical marijuana companies, because that's what they're doing right now. They're putting themselves up, not as recreational, but as medical marijuana. And they're going to be, Canada is going to have the most widest delegalization, or decriminalization of marijuana that any country other than Uruguay has had. And so this is, as they say it, a business opportunity for them to supply medical marijuana to the world as the rest of the world begins to wake up out of this stupor, this UN-induced. Yeah, what have we been smoking? We've been smoking a UN agenda for the last 47 years. So there's going to be this group. They're going to have Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, the most pro-cannabis Republican. He's there out of California and everything. He's a guy who understands. It's not, again, it is an issue of liberty about all of this. And so you've had President Trump's basically pushed down on Attorney General Sessions' vendetta against the states, against the 10th Amendment, quite frankly, is what Sessions is doing. Pushing back against that, we've had another Republican congressman come out and say, you know, President Trump is going to let this issue reside with the states, which is where it belongs under the 10th Amendment. As I said before, alcohol prohibition not only tells us that prohibition doesn't work, it also tells us that the government doesn't have any constitutional authority for prohibition. So it's not 420, it's 1018 that you need to remember. And that's what President Trump is now saying. You got John Boehner jumping in with this, but they're going to have more than 200 rich people, high net worth investors from around the world are going to be showing up at this confab to see how they can make money off of this new wave of legalization. So I find it very strange that as the federal government and Attorney General Sessions maintains this fiction that marijuana is a Schedule One, a UN Schedule One drug, which means that it is not only has no medical use, but it is highly dangerous and addictive. All of those things are false. But of course, Attorney General Sessions says none of these laws are valid at the state level, and there is no such thing as medical marijuana because the DEA says so. Well, we don't live in that world, and it's kind of scary that he does as Attorney General. So the question is, if there is no such thing as medical marijuana, as the federal government is still maintaining, because they still have it in as a Schedule One drug, doesn't exist, it's totally prohibited by the feds, then how in the world does a medical marijuana company in Canada operate on the NASDAQ exchange? See, that is the kind of let's just call it cognitive dissonance. But it's also hypocrisy. And it shows that this whole thing is BS. It's being smoked, that's being blown at us by our federal government. So they're asking, what is it going to mean in Canada after, you know, cannabis legalization? Is this the last one that we're going to have? They said, well, hold your breath, says some of the activists there, Vancouver. They say, don't worry. They're going to keep a lot of things in there to keep it essentially illegal. As I point out, Uruguay is the state that has come closest to doing what Canada is about to do while keeping other drugs still prohibited. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to maintain their war on drugs and say, okay, you can do it with marijuana now. They said Portugal, however, is relevant because it is the only country to have taken the quote-unquote harm reduction logic, to its logical extreme. They say, which is the war on drugs through the criminal law does more harm than good. That's right. That's right. That's what law enforcement against prohibition will tell you. I've talked to them many times. And that prevention and control should be achieved through public health rather than through law enforcement and criminal policies. Yeah, it's a medical issue. It is a spiritual issue, conservative Christians. People who aren't Christians might look at it as a psychological issue. It is not a law enforcement issue. And if you ever thought that it was, maybe 47 years of experience would tell you something. We always want to use a screwdriver of law enforcement against every problem. And many law enforcement people will tell you that they can't solve every problem. They shouldn't. They resent, many of them, many of the honest ones, resent being used as a screwdriver to, when something needs to be hammered in. It's like, this doesn't work. It's not working. It breaks the screwdriver. And that's what it has done. It has broken our law enforcement and our criminal justice system as well. And it's about to be rolled back in Utah and Oklahoma, two of the most conservative states. 77% of voters in Utah are in favor of legalizing medical marijuana. That's going to be coming up this year. 62% are in favor of legalizing medical marijuana in Oklahoma. Other conservative states on the map looking at this, South Dakota, Missouri, also considering medical marijuana laws. How does this break down by party? We got 70% of Democrats supporting it, 65% of independents. This is medical marijuana, and only 43% of Republicans. You need to wake up, Republicans. You are supporting the UN. You're supporting the destruction of the law, of law enforcement, as well as property rights. 90% of Americans support legalizing marijuana for medical use. So those first figures were for just outright legalization. But let me tell you the real hero of all this stuff in my eyes. It certainly isn't John Boehner. It certainly isn't Chuck Schumer. It's not even some of the Republican politicians who see that they have missed the boat on this. They've missed the opportunity to get out in front and support liberty and common sense. No, the real hero in this is a guy that I've interviewed before. His name is New Jersey Weed Man. That's his nickname. His real name is Ed Forchan. He wears dreadlocks. When I interviewed him, there he is. When I interviewed him, he had just beat the rap on a marijuana charge by using jury nullification. And he had to represent himself because lawyers fear to tread on that. See, the judicial system doesn't want you to know about jury nullification. And that's why I talked to him about it. It was really about jury nullification. But that was the issue. You see, the war on drugs, as I've said, has destroyed our Bill of Rights and our due process. And he got it back by arguing for himself with jury nullification. First, he got a hung jury. Then because the judge wouldn't let him talk about the actual law there in New Jersey that said you have a right to judge the law as well as the facts of a case, said you can't show that there. The next judge, he had a hung jury, it was 7-5. The next judge let him put the law up and set it on his desk so they could take their time to read it. And then he got acquitted, 12-0. That's the power of jury nullification. And I think Ed Forchan is a hero. You know, he may be stoned. I was interviewing him, and he lit up a joint in the middle of the interview. It was a Skype interview. Yeah, he may be stoned, but he is woke when it comes to the Constitution. I got to ask you, conservative Republicans, what are you smoking out there? What are you smoking that you don't see what's happening here? And so now they've come after him again, and he's going to miss what may be the last 420 rally that he organized because he's sitting in jail. Sitting in jail because they came after his restaurant. He's been in these people's face, too. He is a freedom fighter. He is wide awake to the Constitution, to the Bill of Rights, to legal due process. And he got in their face. He put up a restaurant, and he called it New Jersey Weed Man's Joint. And so they did a bunch of raids on him to try to get him in jail. He did it right in the state capitol. And they hyped up all these charges. Oh, you're tampering with a juror or a witness because he exposed one of them mentioned the guy's name, said this guy is a shill, he's lying about me, put it on social media, said jury tampering. They have put him in jail and will not give him bail. How can that happen? You say, well, they've had bail reform where you don't have to pay to get out of bail, but they can decide, even though it's free, they can decide they won't extend bail to you. That's what they did for him. He is a political prisoner, folks. And he is fighting for your rights under the Constitution, your right to bail, your right to a trial by a real jury that thinks independently.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk about this amazing mistaken revelation that was a journalist who was looking for, had filed a FOIA request with a fusion center trying to get information about Antifa and white supremacist groups. Instead, what they sent him was a different document about remote mind control methods. And we'll tell you what a fusion center is. And we'll tell you about the history of remote mind control. Yes, yes, all those tin foil. What was that expression that Homeland Security press secretary just used? All of these tin foil hat wearing conspiracy theorists seeing black helicopters. Yeah, okay. Well, occasionally they slip up and tell us the truth. And we have the documents. So we're going to talk about that. This is beyond creepy, but it's your government. And things are far, far much further down the road than you would like to believe. So where we are. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have many products on sale right now. We have the 3-month supply of our InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. It is non-GMO. It's made in America. The best packaging you're going to find anywhere to last for 25 years once you open it. You can reseal it for a short period of time as well. So you can lock in a good price on this stuff. We have a 3-month box of our high-quality InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. You can get that, and at the same time, you can get for free an Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter. Great water filter. I have that at our home. Actually, we also have the Select Storable Food as well. Because it's not just for when all the grocery store shelves empty out when you've got a natural disaster like a hurricane or a snowstorm or something. We've seen a lot of that in the last few months, haven't we? Just to make sure that you've got something there to take care of an emergency like that. But also to make sure that you don't have spikes in prices in case things get really crazy. Because Nikki Haley keeps pushing all these sanctions. Who knows what's going to happen? She's been pretty successful in driving the price of aluminum and gas and oil and Gasoline prices up dramatically. Who knows what she'll do to food if she keeps going with this stuff. So it's a great way to isolate yourself from those kinds of events. Also, we have several specials that center around Super Male Vitality. Super Male Vitality itself is 50% off, and we have a couple of combo packs with Super Male Vitality. You can get Super Male Vitality and Real Red Pill, the two of those together, 50% off. Another combo pack we have is Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, also 50% off. So take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's take a look at what got released. As I said at the top of the hour, you know, we see these types of things, just like that lawsuit that's going on against Google, talking about how they are, these progressives are trying to shut down not only anybody inside the company that doesn't agree with their politics, but they're trying to use Google to shut down news organizations, to try to shut down social media and so forth. And there was an amazing document that came out of that. I pointed out how John Corbett was looking at TSA and he had a lawsuit with them. They let him see the documents, but they put a gag order on him, and then they redacted the documents. But when they posted them on the government's website, they put up the unredacted documents. So every once in a while, we get a little glimmer of what's going on with Google or the deep state. And in this particular case, journalist Curtis Waltman filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Washington State Fusion Center. This is reported by BoingBoing.net. Now, what is a fusion center? Yeah, I was surprised. I guess maybe it was about 2 years or so ago. I was driving home the afternoon. I'm punching around different AM stations, see what's going on. And I heard Glenn Beck talking about a fusion center. And he had to look it up in Wikipedia to find out what it was. And it was InfoWars that broke the information about fusion centers. In the wake of the election, where you had Chuck Baldwin and Ron Paul were running for president. And they were telling people, fusion centers are the federal government, the surveillance state, interfacing with local law enforcement, with these centers that they have there. And they're involved in all kinds of things. Pre-crime, that's really where it's very advanced. It's far more advanced in law enforcement than it is in terms of geospatial intelligence, activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics. That's far more advanced in terms of its application to law enforcement than you would believe. And they're using it more with law enforcement than they are with the military. But these fusion centers are kind of at the center of that. And it was the MIAC report, this Michigan fusion center that came out and said, be on the lookout for anybody that has a Ron Paul bumper sticker on, because they're probably a sovereign citizen and they're dangerous. They'll try to kill you. So they're basically putting a bounty on somebody's head, you know, get the police all hyped up and ready to shoot somebody when they walk up to the car because they got a Ron Paul sticker or a Chuck Baldwin sticker on it. That's your fusion centers for you. And so he sends this information to sends a request, a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, to a fusion center in Washington State. They partner, of course, with Homeland Security and the big law enforcement surveillance state. And said, I'd like to get some information on Antifa and white supremacist groups. And instead, what they sent him was this. Take a look at these pictures here. Scroll down a little bit. There's a bigger picture further down. It's a diagram, and it starts talking about electromagnetic effects on the human body. And it talks about psychoelectric weapons. Yeah, openly, Barack Obama spent $200 million on his brain project with DARPA. Yeah, let's see if we can hack into people's brains. Let's see if we can take away memories or implant false memories. And let's see if we can do it wirelessly. That's their big push right now. They don't want to have to, you know, take you in and jack into the back of your neck like the Matrix or do an operation and stick a probe into your head. No, they want to be able to do it remotely, wirelessly, without your perception. And so when you look at this diagram, they've got a human body there. And here's some of the creepy things they've got pointing at it. One of them, forced memory blanking and induced erroneous actions. Another one, forced manipulation of airways, including externally controlled forced speech. They can make you say stuff that you don't want to say. Forced nudging of arm during delicate or messy work, causing injury or spills. Forced precision manipulation of hands, sometimes synced to the forced walking visions. They give you microwave hearing. I guess so you can hear voices. Transparent eyelids. I don't know what that is. Transparent eyelids? Artificial tinnitus, ringing in your ears. All this stuff. They're bragging about how they can do this. They call it the psychoelectronic weapon effects. And they got a little footnote down there that said, The first unclassified successful transmission of the human voice directly into the skull of a living person was performed by Dr. Joseph Sharp of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in 1974. Well, that's the first unclassified successful thing. Now, they've had classified stuff before that. And as I've pointed out before, Michael Aquino, a creepy figure in and of himself, he kind of looks like Eddie Munster, even more so than Paul Ryan. Far more so than Paul Ryan, actually. And this is a guy who openly went on the Oprah Winfrey Show talking about how he was a Satanist. He had the Temple of Set in California and things like that. But he was somebody who worked for the NSA. And he had no problem going on with all of his satanic cult stuff on the Oprah Winfrey Show. He was alleged to have committed child abuse, alleged pedophile at the Presidio in California, the military base there. He escaped prosecution. He escaped prosecution. And, because, you know, he's connected with people. Again, he worked for the NSA. And he wrote a book in 1980 called Mind War. And in that book, he talked about how they could use extremely low frequency to control people, to control their minds. And you look at the stuff I just read to you. I mean, forced memory and forced movement of arms and forced speaking and all this kind of stuff. I mean, this is way beyond the MK Ultra program, Catcher in the Rye and LSD, folks. This is far more sophisticated. They've had decades to work on this stuff. And he wrote this book called Mind War in 1980, where he said, hey, we can use extremely low frequency on people, get them to do things. And then you remember, I brought this up when we had the Navy Yard shooter, because he was shooting people. He had been complaining about voices in his head, and he carved on the stock of his gun, "This is my ELF weapon, extra low frequency." And when you look at this document that they sent him about psychoelectronic weapon effects, I looked at this at the bottom, and I thought, oh, this is kind of interesting. They break stuff down to get into the auditory cortex, 15 hertz, to get into the visual cortex, 25 hertz. I mean, this is not megahertz, this is hertz. This is not MZ. This is hard to read on this thing. But one of them, 9 hertz. This is extremely low frequency. You know, anything that is, it has to be 20 hertz or above for you to even hear a bass note. Anything below that, if you hear it, it's just going to be clicks. So yeah, we have multiple data points here, but yeah, you're just a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist if you believe their own documents that they put out here. Absolutely amazing. But, of course, they can pull the wool over your eyes about the Constitution and marijuana, so I guess why not the brain control weapons, too? We'll be right back.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
So I just talked about the Fusion Center sending out the wrong documents. Like, oh, you sent them that? You told them that we have the ability to hack into people's brains and play all kinds of psychological mind games with them using electronics? You were just supposed to send them the list of Antifa and white supremacist groups. You know, the Fusion Centers themselves are an abomination. But every once in a while, we get a glimpse to see what's really been going on for quite some time. We've been telling you this stuff, but of course, they push back and say, you're tinfoil hat people. But then we get this from Bill Gates that's on the Drudge Report today as well. Bill Gates backs a billion-dollar plan to cover the Earth and Big Brother satellites. See, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're going to privatize the surveillance state even more so. I mean, they've been doing it with Google and Facebook and so forth, so why not, says Bill Gates, why not just have a network out here where I can sell this stuff to them. And so they're going to call it Earth Now, and they're going to provide live, unfiltered, high-definition footage of every inch on Earth. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? The panopticon, you know, the God view, as people on Uber like to call it, the God view. It's literally going to be a God view. These people see themselves as God, all-seeing. All-knowing, all-powerful, omniscient, omnipotent. Yeah, that's God-verment for you. And so they're going to have 500 satellites to cover the Earth's atmosphere in a Big Brother real-time surveillance. They're going to be joined by SoftBank CEO, by the aerospace giant Airbus, a conglomerate that's backed by European governments and so forth. And these are some of the things that they want to do, you know, I mean, because... You know, we're going to have this wonderful philanthropist who just wants to vaccinate everybody and wants to watch everything you're doing. I mean, you know, he's a great guy, isn't he? He's a philanthropist. He wants to spy on everybody and he wants to force injections. He actually give drugs to mosquitoes so they can give you some kind of a whatever it is that he wants to give you. Now, he's a great guy. His family's always been highly involved in Planned Parenthood. He is beyond reproach, Bill Gates says, right? And so here's some of their potential uses that they put out. Oh, catching illegal fishing in the act. That's right. You just look up at the sky and show them your fishing license. they're going to be watching everything to determine whether it is legal or illegal. Detecting fires in the forest the moment they start. Assisting the media in telling stories around the world. Oh, I bet they'll be assisting the media. Just like Google and Facebook are assisting the big media, and they are resisting everybody else, including you. If you want to just pass stories around or you want to make a comment, oh, no, you're not going to be allowed to do that. They're going to gag your free speech, but they will be assisting the other people as they resist you, helping smart cities to become more efficient. Do you see how this all comes together? You see why I'm upset about the smart city stuff? You do understand what the smart city stuff is? I mean, we looked at this. UN agenda we struggled with for decades now, the war on drugs. There's other UN agendas out there as well. The UN agenda 2030 for sustainability. That's one that should really get you worried. The smart cities. And I've talked about that many times. So I'm not going to go into that yet. You know, one of the things is we're looking at court abuses that we talked about in the last couple of weeks. Of course, we're looking at this attorney-client privilege situation with Sean Hannity. It's like, why was that necessary? To expose him. Well, it's because we had the lawyers for CNN and New York Times pushing for that. Oh, let's get the dirt on somebody that is a high-profile figure that Trump knows. We need more dirt. Let's get that. Let's violate the client-attorney privileges here. But there's other stuff that I think is maybe even more concerning. Federal court rules that companies can be sued for not hiring illegal aliens. This is the D.C. clothesline. And they point out, for the first time in a few years, the federal court has ruled that illegal immigrants can sue American employers. They refuse to hire them because they require workers to be citizens or legal residents. This organization that sued is the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund. It's a leftist group. They have ties in Chicago to Obama. They filed a lot of these discrimination suits. There's an illegal alien, a Venezuelan immigrant living in Miami. And Procter & Gamble said, well, you're going to have to show evidence of citizenship. And he says, no, I'm a DACA guy. And you got to hire me. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I talked about last hour, this is 420. Today they talk about marijuana, but we're going to talk about something else green coming up in this hour. Because Earth Day is Sunday. And it has now become kind of a religion in America. We're going to be talking to Mark Moreno, of ClimateDepot.com. A great person to talk to on all issues climate related. And of course, Earth Day, as has been pointed out, is the largest non-religious holiday there is. But I disagree with that because I think it is a religion. I think it's a religion of Gaia. I remember taking my kids in 2001, we went to London with them, took them to the Children's Museum at one point, let them blow off some steam. They can only stand so long at that age looking at mummy sarcophagus before you got to take them somewhere to play. But we took them to the museum. And as we're letting them do some, there was an area up on the third floor, Children's Museum, where they could just kind of run around. And while the kids are playing, they've got a propaganda film there about Gaia theory. And it was all the rage at the time. We had Lovelock, who was pushing that theory, who now, by the way, has pushed back against the whole idea of global warming. But what they did was they adopted this, I think it's maybe Greek mythology, the goddess Gaia or something, but it's the Earth as a living organism and humans as a virus that has to be eradicated. That's part of what is there with this radical depopulation agenda. And that's a big part of what you see with Earth Day, this worship of the environment. Not taking the approach that Scott Pruitt does, where he says, we need to be good stewards of the environment. We need to cut down and reduce pollution everywhere, but not to pull all this stuff off the way others are doing it. And just to give you an idea of where we are on some of this stuff, as I pointed out before, you know, he had a $40,000 soundproof booth, but they want to absolutely, totally shut him down for that because, you know, he's been very effective in terms of shutting down the overreach of the federal government in terms of the Environmental Protection Agency. It's no coincidence that the first Earth Day immediately preceded Richard Nixon again. I tell you what, Richard Nixon is one of the guys that is high on my villain list. This is a guy that not only created the war on drugs based on a UN agenda, but then based on the Earth Day religion and everything, he created the EPA. Based on what OPEC was doing, he created the Energy Department and so forth, things that are still plaguing us to this day. Energy Department, give me a break. Rick Perry, the Texas governor, who said, well, I've got three agencies that I want to get rid of, make me president, and it's this one. What was that other one? I can't remember that. And now he are it. The Energy Department. He's presiding over you talk about hypocrisy of people like Boehner and everything, Perry presiding over the Energy Department that he said he wanted to shut down. That's the lies that politicians tell you to get elected. But, you know, you've got, Richard Nixon who never saw a constitution, that he agreed with, evidently, giving us things like wage and price control, taking us off the gold standard, giving us a 55 mile an hour speed limit, creating all these different agencies and so forth. And doing it because of all the environmental fanaticism that came out of Earth Day. So it's going to be on Sunday. There's going to be a lot of kids marching and so forth and so on. And there are some kids that are in Florida that are taking the example of all these gun control kids. And they are suing the state of Florida. They file suit on April 16th. Plaintiffs are an 18-year-old, a 21-year-old, and the rest of the plaintiffs are ages 10 through 15. Taking the lead. And you better not say anything about them, because if you do, you will be punished. You'll be punished. You can't talk about that. Oh, no. We are filing this lawsuit because I believe climate change crisis is the biggest threat my generation will have to face. No, the biggest threat your generation will have to face is your profound ignorance and how you've been gaslighted by these progressives that your parents have turned you over to be educated by. They've turned you into ignorant, useful, youthful idiots yet again. And as we come up to Earth Day, and I'm sure Mark Morano is going to have more to say about this and other things, climate scientists have found that Antarctica was warmer a century ago. Yeah, we keep saying stuff like this. And all of this stuff, you know, when we look at, there really are pollution issues, and there were very toxic areas when the EPA was created. And the question is whether or not the federal government should have done it. Maybe these are some things that are stretched over multiple states that they should have done, but it should have been very tightly controlled, and they should have given themselves the power to do it under the Constitution, because there's nothing in the Constitution under the 10th Amendment that allows the EPA to exist. Doesn't allow the DEA to exist, doesn't allow the FDA to exist. So if you want to do these things at the federal level, which experience has told us the federal government is not very good at solving problems. I don't know why we continue to try to solve every problem at the federal level. But if you want to do that, you need to amend the Constitution. You need to start paying attention to it. So where is some of this pollution coming from? As we have seen over and over again, instead of going to the government to protect us from pollution, we need to understand that historically and around the world, governments have been the biggest polluters. Here in America as well. We all have stories coming out of California, around the Sacramento area. I remember Tully Blackwood saying, hey, look at this naval base, and they had all of this radioactive stuff. They were making instrumentation using radium to make dials that would glow in the dark and so forth. And they just put it in the sand to let it go right into the water supply right there in Sacramento in California, where the environment is so precious. That's your government at work. It usually is coming from the military. They're just like, we don't have money to do anything with this, so let's just bury the problem and hope that nobody sees it. California has 8 of the 10 most polluted U.S. cities, and that's just talking about the air. That's not even talking about the abandoned military bases and whatever that they've covered up the toxic waste. But Fukushima, for example, is now going to dump 770,000 tons of nuclear waste into the Pacific Ocean. We've seen this happen in China as well. China is a massive polluter, the government of China. So it's the governments that are doing this on a regular basis, just dumping their stuff into the ocean. But, of course, don't worry. We need to turn over our lives and our money and our sovereignty not only to the governments, but we need to do it on an international level. We need an international tax, because this is an international problem, and it's got to be solved by an international government. We got people like Prince Charles out there pushing the Earth League and a planetary court and direct democracy for a planetary Congress and so forth. An Earth Constitution with the Earth League. And he's in league with Schellenhuber, John Schellenhuber, the guy that the Pope wrote an encyclical about. What the Pope really cares about is creating an international problem. There'll be justification for an international government. Now, one of the things that you're going to hear a lot about this year, they're really focusing this, the focus that, this year of Earth Day is on the massive plastic pollution. And you're going to hear a lot of talk about all the plastic floating around in the ocean. And there was a good editorial from a guy at USA Today. His dad used to work in the plastic industry, so he knew it. And he even references the graduate. You know, let me tell you something about the future. One word, plastic. Yeah, it's everywhere now, isn't it? But he says, let me tell you about all these vast piles of plastic that are floating in the ocean that you are going to be hearing about. But here's what you haven't heard. He said, they aren't made of plastic bags and straws. They're mostly made of abandoned fishing equipment. Number two, the big contributor wasn't man throwing things away, but a tsunami that struck Japan and swept all kinds of things out to sea. And now they're going to dump nuclear waste out to sea as well. And while thousands of tons of plastic floating out there were thrown away, they weren't thrown away by Americans. Asia is home to 5 out of the 5 biggest plastic polluters. Oh, and the banning of things like single-use plastic bags and straws isn't the best solution to stopping pollution of our oceans. But setting vast amounts of waste plastic on fire is. Seriously. So, yeah, check your assumptions. It's always good for us to check assumptions. Science is never settled. Anybody that tells you that science is settled is not a scientist. There's always, if you don't have skepticism in your science, you don't have science. Conventional wisdom has always been disproven. And there he's giving us some pushback against the narrative for this weekend, which is the vast mountain of plastic pollution in the ocean. We'll be right back with Mark Marino.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does Vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but Vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and of course, as I was just talking about in the last segment, Earth Day is coming up this weekend. That has been a big, motivating, energizing factor for the entire environmental movement. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but we've also got some other amazing things to talk about. We've got Mark Moreno of Climate Depot joining us, and we're going to talk about the ecosexual. University of Michigan professor writes about talking erotically to plants. So we'll talk about that as well, but let's begin, Mark, with what's going on with Earth Day here, because as I was talking about this in the last segment, I said today or this weekend, the proclaimed theme is end plastic pollution. Now, we all want to see pollution ended, and that's a wise thing for them to get away from this climate stuff right now, since they haven't really worked out whether there's cooling or warming going on. The first Earth Day was all about cooling. Now it's all about warming. They're confused about this. So for their own credibility, they need to get back to pollution, because that's where they started with the EPA. Then the EPA started extending their tentacles into everything and started taking down certain industries and rewarding other ones. That's hopefully been reversed with Scott Pruitt. But I think that's kind of interesting to see that they're going back to their pollution roots, even though the thing that energizes everybody is all this climate change stuff.
Yes, actually, now, David, in the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, I go back to around the time of the first Earth Day and show all of their solutions for the environment. And one of the things is, no matter what environmental issue they're talking about, and we're talking about overpopulation, the resource scarcity, global cooling, the same solutions are always the same: central planning, global governance, wealth redistribution. But as we're looking now at what's happened in the last 10 years, particularly with our EPA and with the environment, global warming has literally hijacked not only Earth Day, but the entire environmental movement. Yes. And so what they've done is essentially said, we're all in on this. So in the book, I actually detail how Obama had let clean air standards lapse, toxic waste cleanup, things that you would expect an EPA administration to do, actual pollution, not carbon dioxide, something we inhale oxygen, we exhale carbon dioxide. We don't declare that. We should not declare that a pollutant against all scientific evidence and then start regulating that. But that's what's happened. They've hijacked. And I actually interview left-wing scientists who lament that global warming has hijacked the environmental movement. And we're all worried about this tenuous level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which actually more carbon dioxide means more plant growth and greening of the planet Earth. So that's how Earth Day has been perverted over the years to now basically be all in on a global warming climate scare.
Yeah, you know, when you're talking about this, and of course, you're right, we do want to see pollution stopped, and that's why the EPA was created. I wish they'd done it constitutionally. Nevertheless, you know, that's why they created it, was to address pollution problems. And when you look at this plastic pollution thing, which is the poster child for this year's Earth Day to get their credibility back, even their definition of the problem and their solutions don't fit. As I was just pointing out, the contributor USA Today said five of the top five polluters are Asian, and it's typically governments. And it's not your plastic bags and your plastic straws, but they're going to use that to push feel-good control over our lives. And so, again, you know, we see this being spun in a different direction. But once they get you with the pollution stuff, then it becomes all about climate change. But Scott Pruitt got it right. He said this is about good stewardship, about taking care of the pollution issues and not using this to pick winners and losers in terms of industries who are going to provide energy to us.
Yeah, in fact, Scott Pruitt got it so right that we have the most biggest assault in the history of American media on a United States cabinet official. Yeah. The New York Times alone has done 85 stories so far, and we're barely halfway through the month. Hit pieces. They are literally trying, the media is trying to remove Scott Pruitt from office, going back 20 years, Landale's. Why? all because Scott Pruitt has stated his goal in alliance with Earth Day and the original founding of the EPA is to restore the EPA's mission to its core mission of actually going after real pollution and cleanup and trying to attain clean air, not, again, a silly symbolic attack on climate change. We had the Obama EPA officials actually come out and say, top Obama administration officials say, we needed the Obama climate regulations with the EPA because our storms were getting worse. Now, first of all, storms aren't getting worse. Second of all, even if you believe everything the Al Gore and the United Nations has said about climate change, the EPA regulations wouldn't even affect global carbon dioxide levels, let alone the possibility of affecting storms, which are actually getting less worse. So it's just that you have to believe in modern witchcraft in order to buy this. And so what's happened is Scott Pruitt has now been demonized to the point where they are trying to physically remove him. Donald Trump, to his credit, has rallied around him. Donald Trump is actually closer now to Scott Pruitt than he's ever been because he sees what's happening to Pruitt and he saw what happened to him. He knows how the media operates. So Pruitt's job, oddly, may actually be safer and more secure the more the media attacks him.
Yeah, you know, he's got to have that. They came after him because he had to have a security detail. Yeah, he had 13 people in less than a year threatened to kill him or do something to his family. Previous yes. EPA director had three throughout the entire term. And, you know, probably just from the threats that he gets from the New York Times, he needs a security detail to protect him. But they come after him for everything. I can't believe how petty these charges are. One of them is, oh, well, he put a soundproof booth and he spent, you know, the max that you're allowed to do anything with is $5,000, but he spent $40,000 on this. It's like, you don't think that there's people there that are trying to spy on his every move, listening to everything he's doing? Of course he needs something to keep things private.
And I can speak from personal experience. I was in the United States Senate. I worked on the Environment and Public Works Committee. I was a communication director, speechwriter, researcher. Scott Pruitt is being dinged for an $8,000 flight across country. Oh, that's elaborate. That's, first of all, Obama's administration spent much more, and there's documentation now showing that everything they're accusing Pruitt of was much worse during the Obama administration, but the media won't talk about that. Second of all, when I was a United States Senate staffer, I would fly to Bali, and Africa, all these exotic locations for these UN climate summits. I have the ticket stubs. They're $15,000 round trip tickets for a staffer, not even the head of a department. My ticket doubled what they're accusing Pruitt of spending, and mine was just ordinary stuff. This is what all the staffers, we got to fly business class. As a Senate employee going to UN junkets, I got the beds in the airplane that laid completely flat. You got the hot cookies. I was up in, like, this is equivalent to first class domestic. This is done in government. There's nothing unusual. We can be upset that it might look lavish, but you can't single out one agency chief and act as though, horror of horrors, there's gambling going on. This is government in Washington. This is always going on. It's irrelevant. What's relevant is he is going after the heart of the left's agenda. He has committed heresy, nothing short of heresy. He's gone after their religion. No other Republican president has appointed an EPA chief worth beans. And what I mean by that is they literally have all sucked, David. From back to Richard Nixon's first pick, the most liberal member of the administration is typically the EPA chief. And they usually appease the left or they're milquetoast. And what's happened is Donald Trump broke that trend. And he's now put in Scott Pruitt, who's actually following through on campaign promises. Again, horror of horrors. And they can't abide it. And they are doing everything in Washington.
You know, President Trump, in the words of President Trump, he is a killer. And that's what they can't stand. Somebody that is following Trump, following what he got elected for and doing a great job. And it's not just comparing him to other EPA directors. I would compare him to the head of any of the departments under any Republican, including President Trump. He is the outstanding place. That's why they're so anxious to get rid of him. All right, we're going to be right back with Mark Moreno. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as Myco ZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Mark Moreno. Of course, he has the websites climatedepot.com, climatehustle.org. He has produced many documentaries, including Climate Hustle. And his most recent work is the Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. Maybe, Mark, you should subtitle this The Deplorable Guide to Environmentalists because you really expose what they're doing. It's a great book. That's his newest book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. And as we talk about the insanity of the left, let's talk a little bit about this. Of course, this is I'll tell everybody, we know that this is a family radio show, so we're going to keep the mental illness of the left kind of in a box here. But they're talking about eco-sexuality and how the earth needs to be treated with love. I mean, it's almost kind of like this Gaia theory, you know, where they personify the earth and think of it as a living organism. But it's also really just kind of mental illness. I mean, are these people going to call themselves a trans arborist or something? Do they think they're trees?
Trans Gaia-ish. Yeah, I mean, this is actually in line with the transgendered type thing. This is a professor. This is where these ideas start. It's University of Michigan promoting the idea of ecosexuality. And they actually go down to licking trees, basically engaging in sexual acts with plants and parts of the earth as some kind of spiritual and sexual release for people. This is how much you want to be an earth lover. It's not enough to love the earth or care about the environment. You have to try to reproduce with it. This is how they become. Now, this is on the heel. We can laugh and say this is a wacky professor. Not true. In 2011, I went to the UN Climate Summit in South Africa. And I actually went with Lord Christopher Monckton, the former Thatcher advisor. Mm-hmm. And he was able to find in the draft text of the UN report, the rights of Mother Earth, where the Earth was going to get protected rights recognized by, you know, the international law now where, you know, if you want to kill a weed, you've got to appeal to an international bureaucracy for the right to do that or cut down a tree or a branch. In addition, we've had other activists marry the ocean, marry the earth, and I document that at my Climate Diva website. This is not a, you know, just some little oddball professor. This becomes part of mainstream thinking. These ideas will eventually drip up to the United Nations.
Yeah, it is an obsession, and it is a mental illness. And as I pointed out earlier, when I took my kids in 2001 to London, Children's Museum, they were running this loop. And I've got it somewhere on a videotape. I need to bring it in and play it one day. This loop about Gaia theory, you know, and how it's this living organism and it's so beneficent and so forth. But we are the viruses and we need to be eradicated. And that's the flip side of all this. As much as they love the earth, they hate humans because humans are a virus that is killing Gaia, the mother planet, in their view.
Now, interestingly enough, in my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, I actually interview the author of and the inventor of the Gaia theory, Dr. James Lovelock, a UK scientist, worked with NASA. He's still alive. He's in his 90s. He actually was one of the number one global warming alarmists just 10 years ago, and I document this. He completely flipped around 2012. He is now one of the leading skeptics, and he basically says that his whole environmental movement, he found it is off the rails, going after windmills, all these solutions. He's turned against his fellow environmentalists and thinks they've all become wacky and out of control. So even the inventor of the Gaia theory can no longer stand behind these kind of wackiness.
I remember that really well. I mean, 2001, we were on a British train and there was a magazine at the same time. I mean, everywhere I was looking, it was Gaia theory being pushed in my face. And they had on Science Magazine, they had this long interview with James Lovelock, the guy that you interviewed. And you're right. He just flipped and said, oh no, I don't believe any of that stuff anymore. And it's great. Finally, you know, he looked at this science, and that underscores the fact that science is never settled. Anybody that tells you that science is settled is not a scientist, because it's always up for question and reevaluation. Even the people who are taking the forefront of this, who have adopted conventional thinking or have created the conventional thinking, if they're real scientists, they're going to continue to think about this and they may realize that they're wrong.
Yeah, but just to be clear, James Lovelock still believes in his original Gaia, but he does not believe in the way that his own environmental movement has applied it and twisted it and turned it into all of this wackiness. But you're absolutely right. And in the book, I dedicate many pages. In fact, the bulk of the book, this one of the biggest single topics, is scientists who used to believe in this movement, who then re-examined the evidence, turned against it, and many of them are left-wing scientists. Interview scientists who voted for Gore, think he's a smart man, would vote for him again. Scientists who were members of Greenpeace, scientists who belong to the United Nations Climate Panel, who have since then turned against it. And on this Earth Day, one of the greatest things we can actually do, if you care, besides it being Lenin's birthday anniversary, we could actually educate ourselves on the true science of what is the leading environmental issue today, and that's climate change, what they're promoting. It's even infecting, by the way, Trump administration, one of the secretaries or one of the officials in the Navy Department is now saying because of climate change, we're going to be changing our outlook on the Arctic, and it's melting things, and we're going to have to look for natural, you know.
Yeah.
Change in military strategy. Well, yeah, the Arctic's always changing. We just had a study out saying the Greenland may be now reaching temperatures that it was over 100 years ago. That's how we always go in cycles. But there's still a lot of, I will say, bad apples who are not educated at the very least in the Trump administration that we have to be wary. One of the biggest ones we got rid of was Rex Tillerson at Secretary of State. Bye-bye, Rex. No loss there. His assistant, Dave Banks, who actually went with him on some trips, is out too. So we've lost Gary Cohen. All these are good developments. These were leading voices pro-United Nations climate policy in the Trump administration. So that's all good. But there's still some people that had to be examined and explained to that they are giving information that is not supportable by science.
I remember when Rex Tillerson's name was floated out 4 or 5 days before he became appointed, they said, looks like it's going to be Rex Tillerson. And I was telling people on Twitter, I said, this guy is a full-on Paris climate guy. He believes in all this man-made global warming. And people said, can't be. He's a big oil guy. And all this kind of stuff is like, no, you don't understand what the real agenda is here. And, you know, even the environmentalists who believe in man-made global warming, most of them looked at the Paris Climate Accord and said, this doesn't do anything to stop what is currently going on because it lets the biggest and dirtiest polluters on Earth, India and China, continue to expand their operation for many years before it even caps it, and then many, many more years before they even start to put some minor decrease on that. So what it was a massive, as you point out how this has got Leninist and globalist ties underlying this environmental movement, this was a massive transfer of wealth and control away from the United States and Western countries.
It absolutely is. And the United Nations treaty, and in the book I detail, I actually quote the former lead NASA scientist, James Hansen, who got arrested at least half a dozen times protesting global warming. This is a man who's supposed to be the independent and neutral observer of climate data, but he was actually a hardcore activist. He has mocked the Paris Agreement as a nothing more than a joke that would have no impact. He thinks it's a diversion. And if you actually believe the science of Al Gore and the UN and the environmental, you would realize that Paris is a big misdirection, and the UN Paris officials actually admit it's nothing more than wealth redistribution. That's their goal. They say it has nothing to do with environmental policy. They're actual quoted, the top UN officials. I have that in the book. So you don't have to believe, you know, you don't have to believe Mark Morano. You don't have to believe anything. Like, you just read their own quotes and what they're talking about. And it's the same message and agenda that existed at the first Earth Day in 1970. And basically the environmental movement was co-opted by, I guess you could call it, the radical left in the 1960s, and they've been using environmentalism to impose their will. In fact, one of the people I quote in the book is Naomi Klein. Something to think about this Earth Day. Capitalism is not compatible with a livable climate. That's her book, Capitalism Versus the Climate. And that's essentially, she appeared at a rally with Bernie Sanders, with other mainstream figures in the Democratic Party. This is their message. Pope Francis has joined that movement.
Oh, yeah.
And he has Naomi Klein as one of his top advisors. I call it the Unholy Alliance. Pope Francis, the leader of the Catholics, has now aligned himself with people who are against almost every Catholic teaching on morality, from abortion to family planning to overpopulation.
Well, it is an invaluable resource, and you need to take a look at this. You can find it a variety of places, Amazon, other places, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. You need to get that. Educate yourself, but also educate your children, because they're being hit with this very hard in school. All right, thank you. That's Mark Morano. You can find him at climatedepot.com, climatehustle.org. Thank you so much, Mark.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at what's going on with oil. You know, it was the OPEC crisis in the 1970s, as well as Earth Day that started Richard Nixon to create the EPA, as well as the Department of Energy. And now we have President Trump talking about OPEC, talking about rising oil prices. He says, they're rigging it. Artificially very high. I think there's a reason for this. And I think it has something to do with our friends, the head-chopping Saudis, as part of this. They are OPEC. Let's understand that. Let's not talk about OPEC. Let's talk about the Saudis. That's the real issue here. The people who were pushing us to go to war against Iran, and let's not forget the Syrian pipeline that's involved in all of this. If we go to war with Iran and we shut down that supply of oil, boy, you're going to see it really skyrocket. And that was one of the things that Gerald Slinty said at the end of the year. He said, hey, forecast is for war. They're going to go after Iran. You see that happen? If the Saudis get their wish, you're going to see a massive change in oil prices. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Will Nikki Haley get what she wants? Just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program. And we have a lot of products right now on special, many of them centered around Super Male Vitality. It is 50% off by itself, but you can also get it in combination with a couple of other products and a combo, and that entire combo is 50% off. So you can get Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill, 50% off for both. Or you can also get the Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, both of those together, 50% off. And if you get a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, storable for 25 years, made in the USA, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. If you get that 3-month supply of storable food at InfoWars, you also get an Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter at the same time. So there you go. You're taking care of both your food and your water in one great deal. And that's a big savings. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps us free and independent. All right. So President Trump is talking about OPEC. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about what's really going on here. But as we look at this, the bigger question is, are we being manipulated into World War III, into a fight that we cannot win? I think we are. I think we are. I think that's what Nikki Haley and Theresa May and Macron are doing. And before that happens, we have to understand that sanctions are a prelude to war. Sanctions are the way war begins. As I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, as Nikki Haley was putting in sanctions with Theresa May, getting sanctions enacted because of the so-called nerve gas poisoning in the UK, in Salisbury, UK. As they were putting on that first round of Russian sanctions, and we'll talk about the effects of those, Japan has said that one of the things that really created the created World War II was the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act. Now, a lot of Keynesian economists will say, oh, well, that created the Depression. I don't think it created the Depression, but it did create World War II. The Japanese talk about how that happened. Sanctions against Japan, shutting down their silk industry, led them to invade Manchuria. At least it gave the government a basis to justify that. And that eventually led to more sanctions and led to World War II and led to them saying, well, we're going to be going to war with the United States, so let's do a preemptive attack against Pearl Harbor. So the question is, are we being manipulated into this? But it's also the question as to who is manipulating us into this. This is working out for the benefit of OPEC. In other words, Saudi Arabia. They are the elephant in the room of OPEC. And what is happening to oil? Remember, it was just a year and a half, two years ago that Saudi Arabia and OPEC said we are being threatened by U.S. domestic oil supplies, by fracking and so forth, and we're going to drive those people out of business. And so we're, even though there was a massive economic slowdown because, well, Obama was president, there wasn't much happening. There wasn't much demand for oil. And they maintained high production, which kept driving the price lower and lower and lower, thinking that their price of production was going to be much lower than it was for the domestic frackers here in America. And it wasn't. It wasn't. It was a world of hurt for them. I forget how low it got, but it was well below 40. They said, well, we can't go below 40. And it did go below 40. And we all reaped the benefit of that. It was a good thing for us that the price of oil went down, not for OPEC. And now they've got the perfect storm, haven't they? And it's going to be even better for them if the Saudis goad us into Iran. And of course, they also want to take over the pipeline that runs through Syria. Right now, it's running from Russia through Syria into Europe. They've got their own pipeline that runs, that they want to run through Syria into Europe, take the place of the one in Syria. That's what this is really about, folks. And we're being manipulated into these wars in the Middle East, whether or not we're manipulated into a World War III or not. We're being manipulated in these wars. We're being manipulated for oil to go up. We've had oil go up to a 3-year high. Commodities are rocketing on a $100 per barrel talk. This is the rumor. Just a couple of days ago, surge came on a Reuters report that OPEC's new price hawk, Saudi Arabia, would be happy for crude to rise to $80 or even $100. Of course they would. That's when they make more money. They hated it when we were kicking their butt with the domestic oil production. And this is why Iran must be set on fire. This is why you see all this over the top rhetoric from the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. Iran is Hitler. Look, Iran's not good guys, but he wants to set the Middle East on fire. He wants to set his competitor on fire. And he's going to use us as his henchmen to do it. When we look at these sharply higher oil prices, Now, not just a three-year high, but a beginning of April, it was a three-year high. Now it's a four-year high. Gasoline prices are spiking all over the place. Those in the lower income brackets may see their Trump tax cuts, you know, those crumbs that Nancy Pelosi was talking about. Well, you may see your crumbs taken off the table by the Saudis, not by the Democrats, as they push us into this war. And again, why are we going there? I think it's very interesting. You know, this is a report that came out on Saturday after the Friday night strikes from The Intercept. I've had this on my desk all week. I never did get to it. But it is worth talking about the legality of this. And The Intercept pointed out that Donald Trump ordered the Syria strike based on a secret legal justification. Even Congress is not allowed to see this secret legal justification. See, this is why we have to look at what is really behind the war on drugs, really behind the legalization of marijuana and so forth. Because even though the Constitution clearly says that Congress will have the power to declare war, you have this organization called the Office of Legal Counsel. As The Intercept points out, they're often called the Supreme Court of the executive branch. They come out with opinions on how the president and government agencies can interpret the law. And so they come out with these opinions. Excuse me. They come out with these secret opinions, and it's very much like what happens with the FISA court. The FISA court is a secret court. It's not really a court. It's one judge. But they're making these decisions on a day-to-day basis. And our Supreme Court and the FISA court and the federal government pretends that the Constitution is a living document. It doesn't mean anything. It means what they say. They're the dictators. The law is in their mouth. And so they can make it say whatever they want to. They don't have to be limited to what the written word says. I mean, Scalia was a constitutionalist, a literalist, a textualist, or whatever you want to call him. You know, he said the words mean something. Excuse me. They're saying, no, it's a living document, and we're going to decide in secret what this is. And you're not going to be allowed to know what this is when we make the decision in secret. The same thing is what's happening with our War Powers Act. They have this Office of Legal Counsel that is making this decision, and the members of Congress are not even allowed to see it. And it becomes a legal basis for President Trump, and also we've had other people, the George Bush administration, the George W. Bush administration. Their torture memos are produced by this organization. Oh, yeah, we think we can torture people. That's fine. And so they put this out there. But at least they told people that, yeah, we think we can do this. We're going to call it enhanced interrogation, and we're going to go ahead and do it. Now what they're doing is saying, we're not even going to tell you. We're not going to tell the Congress. We're not going to tell the people. We're not even going to have a discussion about this. We're just going to do it. That is what's new. That is what is really dangerous. And then this is all based, as we got to go back and remember that this all goes back to this phony poisoning case in the UK. There's an article on Zero Hedge again by Rob Slane, who's talked about this. First, he came up 20 questions about what's going on in Salisbury. Here's another 30 questions or whatever. And now he's got some more questions. And he says, we can't forget that Syria is linked to the Skripal cases. Very obvious. Syria is a Groundhog Day repetition of what they did exactly a year ago. So to make it look new, they come up with this new hyped up charge. And he says, the thing that we see here is that we have to understand that either the Russian and Syrian governments are willing to do these kind of outrageous chemical attacks, or the other alternative is that the United States and the UK and France are willing to use lies for their own ends. That's really the two choices that we've got here. We're going to talk more about this on the other side, because we've got somebody from MI5 exposing it.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
The Strategic Culture Foundation has an article via Zero Hedge talking about The Guardian. And the title says, The Guardian, the newspaper out of the UK, fulfills George Orwell's prediction of newspeak. Propaganda. That's a pretty strong statement. Let me give you an example of what they're talking about here. They said, on Sunday, April the 15th, Britain's Guardian had a headline that said, OPCW, that's the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW inspectors set to investigate the site of the Douma chemical attack. And in it, they talk about a Syrian government pronouncement. They say it comes as the Syrian military announces that it has purified the area. And they put purified in quotes. And they, in this propaganda article from The Guardian, they say, and they're quoting the Syrian government, units of our brave armed forces and auxiliary and allied forces completed the purification of eastern Ghouta, including all of its towns, villages of armed terrorist organizations, the general command statement said. And then the Strategic Culture Foundation says The Guardian's journalist, quote unquote, had substituted the word clear for the word purify. So he said, we have, our armed forces have completed clearing eastern Ghouta of armed terrorist organizations. And what they did was they put in purified, as if to say that they had cleaned up everything before the OPCW inspectors went in. When the Syrian government announces that an area has been cleared of terrorists or of terrorism, the U.S. allied propagandists use the word purify, such as in purified the region of eastern Ghouta, or the purification of eastern Ghouta, et cetera, et cetera. And we have seen this. I talked about it yesterday, about how the top 10 largest newspapers, seven of them had cheered the war on. Three of them had taken a neutral position somewhat, or an ambiguous position. But nobody opposed it. Nobody questioned any of this. And if you look at further statistics, it's actually the top 100 publications. I didn't even know we still had 100 papers out there. And so the question is, you know, as we look at this, as I said yesterday, the term false flag is so overburdened. It's kind of like, you know, the Eskimos, they've got a zillion different words for snow because they look at it fairly closely. And I pointed out how C.S. Lewis talked about the Greek word for love that is just translated in English as love, translated in the Bible as love. He pointed out there's at least four different words that are used for love. There's like a brotherly love, filio, like Philadelphia. There's a family love, like storgia, which is, you know, the love that you have, a mother's love for the children and so forth. A brotherly love and so forth. An erotic love, eros. There's also agape, which is unconditional love. But we just put all those things together in love. And when we talk about false flag, we need to really kind of distinguish between these things. You know, I look at this and I thought, well, you know, what would I call some of these different things? As I talked about the efforts that we had for regime change in Cuba that stretched over about 100 years, the first one, the main. That really was something that was probably either accidental or just an internal explosion based on Admiral Rickover's investigation decades later. And so when you take something that is real, attribute that to somebody else, that's a classic false flag. I would say that that's an organic false flag. So it's something that really happened, but you put the wrong flag on it. You say the wrong person did it. It could be accidental, or it could be a group A, and you say group B did it for your own purposes. Or you could have a synthetic false flag, and that would be like what we talked about with Operation Northwoods, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff told Kennedy, we're going to stage terrorist organizations. We're going to attack retail places, and we're going to fly planes in buildings, and we're going to blame it on Cuba so we can go in. Or then you can have the stuff that now basically everybody's saying, oh, we think everything is what I would call a mirage event. In other words, nothing at all happened. That is extremely rare. But we're going to talk about this, whether this is an organic or a synthetic false flag, or maybe they're telling the truth. Maybe the Russians and the Syrians are just absolutely crazy. That's the other alternative. Stay with us. When we come back, we've got somebody from MI5 looking at this whole narrative.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, I keep going back to this situation in the UK because that was what they came up with, I believe, to make it less obvious that this is just a Groundhog Day rehash of what they did exactly a year ago. I played the beginning of the week. I played what Secretary of Defense Mattis said on April the 17th, 2017. Same thing. Well, we don't have any evidence of what happened in Syria, but I have no doubt that it did happen. And so we fired missiles into them. That's exactly what they're saying a year later. But it was a little bit different because we preceded that with a supposed nerve gas attack in the UK. And that's wow, that's really outrageous, isn't it? Well, Rob Slane has some new interesting questions because this is the key, folks. It's important to ask whether or not this stuff makes any sense that they're telling us. Not just the motivations and so forth, but does the actual evidence that we're seeing here and the tests that we see here, motivations of Assad and so forth. We've had the former head of UK armed forces get shut down on Sky News because he was talking about how this doesn't make any sense. I played for you yesterday. The admiral, who used to be in charge of the British Navy, he got on BBC, and he started saying, this doesn't make any sense, I don't believe this. And the BBC presenter says, should you really be saying this? Because we're in an information war with Russia, and you shouldn't be telling people this in the information war. In other words, shut up. We got a propaganda war going on. There's that interview you can see right there. I played that yesterday. Now, today I want to play for you a former MI5, MI6 person who got on and basically said the same thing. And she is recapping the Skripal case for you. All the things that I've been talking about over the last several weeks, because this is inextricably linked to what is going on in Syria. These two things are tied together, folks. Very, very similar the way these things are put out there. Guilt was assigned. Penalty was put out there before there was any investigation of either of these incidents, and they used it to get exactly what they wanted, the kinds of sanctions I was talking about with Nikki Haley before. And it's not just the oil. It's also the aluminum that you put in. I talked about how it panicked people. The Japanese automobile industry is panicked. The German automobile industry is panicked. They say, we don't know what we're going to do. We got this Russian aluminum factory. They're the number, this Russian company is the second largest producer of aluminum in the world. And they've got a factory in Ireland that produces aluminum for European cars, especially German car manufacturers. And German car manufacturers say, we don't know what we're going to do with this because now we can't buy this stuff because of U.S. sanctions. U.S. is using its power of the petrodollar to try to control the situation, its power of being the reserve currency for the world. And that's going to cause us to lose our power as being the reserve currency of the world. A lot of people are looking for ways to get away from this. Not just the Chinese or the Russians. Now the Europeans are going to be looking for ways to get out of this as well because we're throwing our weight around because of people like Nikki Haley. She's putting us in a fight we can't win. And she is undermining America, not just by getting us involved in foreign wars, but everything that she's doing. But let's take a look at what this former MI5 or MI6 individual said about what was going on in the Skripal case, because there's some new important questions to be asked. Here's what she had to say.
How do you think this revelation then that came out this afternoon might affect the UK's argument that Russia was behind this poisoning?
I think it affects it profoundly. Although I have to say the argument that's already been made by the UK hasn't actually produced any evidence to say it indeed was Russia. I mean, one of the first things they had to identify in this attack against the Skripals was the substance used. And Porton Down dug its heels in under pressure from the government. We know this because of whistleblowers coming out of the FCO. They dug their heels in and said, we're not going to say categorically it is a Novichok agent that came from Russia. All we can say is it appears to be of the family of Novichok agents or a related agent, which was originally developed in Russia, well, actually the Soviet Union 30, 40 years ago. So that does not point the finger of blame to Russia now. We've also had many other esteemed media outlets, particularly New Scientist magazine, saying that actually the formula for these Novichok agents was published in a book by a Russian defector to the USA in 2008. So the formulae for any of these agents or related substances is out there in the wild. It could have been developed by New Scientist magazine reckons up to about 20 different laboratories in many different countries around the planet. So of course Britain should not have immediately jumped to the assumption that because it was developed under the Soviet Union, it must therefore be being used by Russia now.
But according to UK authorities, Annie, this is the only plausible explanation. What are your thoughts on that stance that we keep hearing?
Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? And of course, then the UK is very slow to bring in the OPCW to conduct an internationally verifiable investigation into this. Finally, they did that. Finally, they came out with the results. And all they could say at the time was that they backed up the assessment of Porton Down, which is a very lukewarm endorsement. Now, also very interestingly as well, and this has been all over the media internationally over the last few days, is that one of the five permanently licensed and recognised OPCW laboratories around the world that they use, Spitz Laboratory in Switzerland, came out and said they found traces of a different type of agent called BZ, which is an incapacitating agent developed by the US and used by the US and the UK since the 1950s. Now, the symptoms caused by BZ would appear to correlate much more closely with the symptoms displayed by the Skripals at the time they were found, and it can replicate almost in a way a mild...
All right, let's hold it right there, because I want to get into that. I want to go over some of the questions that were put out there by Rob Slain, and you can see this via Zero Hedge. Here's some of the newer questions based on new developments that have come out of there. One of the things is they're saying that they're going to demolish Mr. Skripal's house. And so we ask, if this is the case, it would seem to be a rather extreme action, don't you think? Why is it not possible to decontaminate the house rather than to destroy it? And again, there's all this question. Was he exposed in the park? Was he exposed at his house? Was he exposed in his car? Did other people get exposed to this? Because they told us 40 people got exposed. Then the head of the hospitals in the area said, no, there weren't 40 people that were sick. There was only 3 people that were sick, and none of them were chemically poisoned with nerve gas. Now we've got advice being given by Public Health England, PHE, telling people, wash the clothes that you are wearing in an ordinary washing machine using your regular detergent at the temperature recommended for the clothing. Wipe your personal items such as phones, handbags, other electronic items with cleansing or baby wipes to decontaminate nerve gas, and dispose of the wipes in ordinary domestic waste disposal bins. And so the question he asks here is, why were people who believed that they might have gotten chemicals on their clothes or other items not advised to demolish their homes, if that's what they have to do to the Skripals? And also, why is it that warm water, detergent, and baby wipes are sufficient for decontaminating your stuff? Then why can't they decontaminate Mr. Skripal's home with baby wipes instead of demolishing it? Maybe they don't want anybody to do any investigation there. Maybe. I don't know. Is that why? And then he goes on to talk about the Porton Down, which is the chemical weapons facility of the UK that is 7 miles from where this incident happened. He said, did the analysis at Porton Down identify any traces of BZ? Because that Swiss lab, which is one of only 5 labs authorized by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, only 1 of 5 labs worldwide authorized to do these tests, they found BZ. So the question is, did Porton Down find any BZ when they looked at this in either blood samples or environmental samples? Russian ambassador Lavrov claimed that if what he said about the Swiss laboratory is correct, would that explain the ambiguous language that was used by Porton Down? Because what they had to say was, and this is exactly, they were pushed on heavily by Boris Johnson. He said, they have determined categorically that it was the Russians. And then they went on the press and threw him under the bus, threw his lies under the bus, and said, no, we just said it was of a type. And this is what the official statement said. Blood samples from Sergei Skripal and Yulia Skripal were analyzed, and the findings indicated exposure to a nerve agent or related compound. The samples tested positive for the presence of Novichok class nerve agent or closely related agent. And so Lavrov claims that the Swiss lab had been surprised to find that the so-called Novichok was a nerve agent in its virgin state, in its virgin state. And we're talking about the significance of that in just a moment. Was that planted? How would it be there in a virgin state after all of that time without any decomposition? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So the question remains, was there a gas attack in the UK and a gas attack in Syria, or are we being gaslighted by Theresa May and Nikki Haley? And Rob Slane, in an article that's on Zero Hedge, asks a lot of very uncomfortable questions about these incidents to people, and has been for a while. It's up to 50, 60 different questions now. And as we saw the report coming out in the last week to 10 days from the Swiss lab, they looked at this and they said, oh, look, we found BZ in these tests here. Now, this Swiss lab, again, one of only five labs allowed by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, only one of five labs worldwide that is trusted with this information. Swiss lab just gave us the facts. They didn't draw any conclusions for anybody. But it was kind of interesting what they found, because BZ is on the list of the OPCW prohibited chemicals, but it is a class 2. It's not a class 1 like nerve gas or like sarin. It is a class 2, which means that it is and can be used as a dangerous chemical, can be used as a weapon, but it also has industrial uses. And the Russian ambassador, when he looked at this, he said, well, the Swiss didn't point out that BZ is not even made or used in Russia. It is, however, used by the UK, the US, and Western countries, and they're in industrial stuff. And well, that wasn't the purpose of the Swiss lab. They just said, we found BZ. And everybody, ooh, they found BZ there. And then they also came out and said, and we found Novichok. And the British said, yeah, see, told you, it's Novichok. However, here's another interesting thing about that. When the Swiss lab came out with that, they said this. They said the toxic chemical was the nerve agent A234, which is commonly called Novichok. They said the nerve agent was in its virgin state. Its virgin state. What does that mean? The toxic chemical, they said, was of high purity. The latter is concluded from the almost complete absence of impurities. So they found a completely pure, non-degraded Novichok there. Almost like it was put there. Because it decomposes pretty quickly. It's very volatile. And there was a long period of time between the alleged poisoning and the time that it was sent to the Swiss lab. Remember, this, I don't know how long has that been. It was beginning of March, I think, that happened. Anyway, this just recently happened at the Swiss lab. But it was very, very pure. No impurities in it. No degradation. It was a virgin sample. Almost as if just the immaculate contamination. So that's what you could say here. So it degrades very quickly. And so the question is, how did that happen? And then another question for the Porton Down lab people. Did you find any BZ? You said you saw something that looked like Novichok. Did you see anything that looked like BZ when you examined this? The OPCW data says a scientist who worked on the development of the Novichok, his name is Leonid Rink. He said the OPCW data saying that the toxic chemical was used proves that it was not Novichok. Novichok is a complex nerve paralyzing substance consisting of a mixture of many different components and additives that decompose in different ways. If a pure substance, which is what the Swiss lab said, if a pure substance was found, it could not be Novichok. He also said that if pure Novichok was indeed present, both Sergei and Yulia Skripal would have died on the spot as soon as they came in contact with it. Remember, we were told that it was 5 to 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas, which is what NATO forces had developed. And he said also the detective would have died on the spot. So how can they have this high purity sample there, and yet these people who were allegedly exposed to it, how could they have survived this? It is not only unstable, but it is also vulnerable to water. And as another scientist said, only an idiot would have used Novichok nerve agents in such humid conditions. And finally, take a look at the symptoms of the two different substances. If it was Novichok, what are the symptoms of Novichok? Well, it causes involuntary contraction of all skeletal muscles. This leads to respiratory and cardiac arrest as your heart and your diaphragm muscles no longer function normally. And finally, death from heart failure and suffocation. That's what happens with Novichok, especially if it is of high purity. What happens with BZ, which they also found at the lab? BZ toxicity can occur by inhalation, by ingestion, or skin absorption. It includes things like hallucination, agitation, dilated pupils, blurred vision, dry, flushed skin, urinary retention, and so forth, hypertension, elevated temperature. One of the witnesses described the condition of Mr. Skripal and his daughter as followed. An older guy and a younger girl, she was leaning on him. It looked like he'd passed out. He was doing some strange hand movements, looking up to the sky. I felt anxious, like I should step in, but they looked out of it. They looked like they had been taking something quite strong. And so the question is, which one, the eyewitnesses accounts, you got people who worked on them. One doctor worked on Yulia Skripal for a half hour. They would be dead as well. And so it looks like the symptoms match BZ. Now, one final thing, the method. What if it was BZ and what if it was Novichok? How would you decontaminate? Because remember, they said they're going to destroy the Skripal's house, and they're telling the public now, oh, make sure you wipe down your phones and stuff with baby wipes. Why can't you wipe down the house with baby wipes? Is that going to be effective? Well, it would be if it was BZ, because the way to get rid of BZ is gentle but thorough flushing of the skin and hair with water or soap. Water is required. Bleach is not necessary. Okay, but for Novichok, what do you have to do? Okay, there is no known antidote. And it is highly volatile. It would have decomposed, but they found a pure sample of it when it was sent to the Swiss lab. That's the question. That's the question as we look at this. And yet we still have people with the British government now still playing scare tactics with the British people in that area, telling them there are hot spots all throughout Salisbury and you need to be aware of Novichok. Ian Boyd, chief scientific advisor for the government's environmental agency, said, you are underplaying the toxicity of this chemical. You are also underplaying how the chemical has spread. So the question is, if this guy is telling the truth and not just creating fear, uncertainty, doubt, trying to create a justification for the sanctions and the wars that Nikki Haley and Theresa May want, if this guy is telling the truth, if they are downplaying the toxicity of this chemical, then why haven't people died? If it's widespread and there's hot spots all over Salisbury, why haven't people been exposed to this? Why haven't people died if he's telling the truth? I think the answer is pretty obvious, don't you? I think we're being lied to by these people. And as I said before, you know, there's a lot of different types of false flags. And I don't know, I don't claim to know who done it. There are interesting connections that remain with this double or triple agent, Sergei Skripal. People who are also involved in the dirty dossier, former MI5, MI6 people, like Christopher Steele. I don't know. I know people who might have a motive, but I don't have any information to cast any blame on anybody. However, if we look at the motivations and if we look at the explanations and if we look at the evidence and the reports that came out of the Swiss lab, it doesn't look to me like they are even close to telling the truth to us. But we've already assessed the sanctions. They're still using this to say we've got to go into Iran and we are going to set the Middle East on fire which is exactly what the Saudis want. They want to get above $100 a barrel oil. And the U.S. wants to shut Russia's gas pipeline through Syria down and put up their own. Yeah. Regime change. They don't care what happens to people. It's all about the oil, isn't it? We'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair's luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lionel. Of course, you can find Lionel on LionelMedia.com, on Twitter, at Lionel Media. and his YouTube channel on is Lionel Nation. Thank you for joining us, Lionel.
Let me just say something to you, my friend. Marmalade?
Sure,
reflections
why not?
Of my life.
You don't like you don't like Scottish rock or what? What's the deal?
Dude, are you, as the kids say, dude, you are too hip. Don't let that three-piece suit fool you. This is the best bumper music. I'm serious. It is, I love it. David, can I say a few things to make your job even easier? Cause let's face it, it's Friday and I'm the last call you've got.
And
you
the
can
best.
You can just sit back, put your feet up and say, honey, I'm on my way. Gas up the SUV. He's going to start talking now and everybody That's go right. to sleep. Would somebody please stop saying that you have to pay a lawyer to have the attorney-client privilege? Would you stop coming up with this thing about, now, if I give you a dollar, you give me my lawyer, right? Will you be my dollar? Here's a dollar. Okay, here's $5. I saw Breaking Bad. David, you're a very smart man. Let me ask you a question. You ever hear of this thing called pro bono attorney, public defender, legal aid?
Yeah, for
are
free.
Those not lawyers? Are those not lawyers?
That's right.
I'm sorry. You told him I'd kill him? Well, you didn't pay me, but it's pro bono. So what? Think about that. Pro bono lawyers aren't susceptible to the attorney-client privilege because no money was exchanged. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Would you stop saying this?
And you know, you're joined in this by none other than Judge Andrew Napolitano. He wrote a long story about how the real threat to President Trump moving forward is this Cohen investigation. And one of the things he said here is the attorney-client privilege protects from scrutiny or revelation confidential communications of a client to his lawyer that are integral to the lawyer's legal work for the client that does right. not apply to casual conversations between yes. a client and a lawyer, or if the lawyer is doing non-legal work for the client
right.
Or if the client is committing a crime. So yeah, right. Judge that's Napolitano agrees with you.
That's the fraud. That's the fraud. The crime fraud exception to it. But I got a better one, too. Let's say you tell me this and you can say, hey, Lionel, yeah, listen, can I, you're a lawyer, right? Yeah, you're licensed, right? Well, New York, New Jersey, Florida, yeah, listen, let me ask you something. So hang on a minute, let me make sure there's nobody here, because it has to be a reasonable expectation of privacy, which is part of the requirement. Okay, David, what is it? Listen, I just want you to know I killed 9 nurses. Okay. Do you need my advice? No, I just want to tell you that. That's not covered. I'm not mm-hmm. the priest. It's not one of those things like you've got to. Are you? I've got to give you some.
Like the Hitchcock film, I Confess, right? Where the right. the killer goes into the priest and gives him confession.
But here's a better one. This is a better one, and I love this. Judge Kimba Wood. How many times have you heard? Well, you know, she married George Soros. She married George Soros. She's Mrs. George Soros. No, she did. Yeah. Oh, she officiated. David, do you know how many of these judges officiate? You know how many times Rudy Giuliani officiate? I went to a wedding where Rudy Giuliani married this couple. I mean, so
he's a polygamist, yeah, right?
Oh, no, well, no, but the point is, like,
I understand,
okay,
yeah.
You know, Judge Kimba Wood, she's really a respected jurist. I mean, I don't care. She's
yeah, but Lionel, have you seen the pictures of her in the Playboy getup? I mean, you know, now we know why Bill Clinton appointed her for attorney general, and now we know what they wear under the black robes, right?
Come on. Have you ever seen Madeleine Albright's pictures in the Playboy?
Oh, no, I don't want to see her in the Playboy
club,
no.
And for cavalcader gent, maybe. But let's go back to this thing for a minute. So anyway, so here's the story. So Sean Hannity says, he's not my lawyer. That's it. That's the end of his head game. Next. That's it. You're the client. You're the person who holds the privilege. You're saying you're not the client. So that's the end of it. What are we talking about? But here's the best part. David, this story is so funny. Here they are in court. Now you represent this guy Cohen. So his lawyer basically should said, you know, don't, the first thing I think it was Hippocrates said, a first thing, do no harm. So what does he do? He goes in there and he represents Cohen, and the government says, well, you know, Judge, Mr. Cohen only has one lawyer. Cohen's lawyer then says, oh no, he doesn't. He's got a bunch of them. What? Who are they? Well, we can't tell you. Judge says, excuse me, I'm a federal judge. I'm appointed for life. I can basically sentence you to death and nobody, I mean, you're going to tell me. So at some particular point, they say, well, there's one client here that in particular, I don't think he wants you to know. Meanwhile, this lawyer, I think his name is Balin, not Marty Balin from Jefferson Starship, which is what you're thinking, but he's Balin, he's in the audience, and he says, wait a minute, who is he? Who's the lawyer, he or she? And Judge Kimball Woods said, okay, tell me. So anyway, so there's Sean. He's doing his thing. And just point of disclosure, because that's a big thing now. You didn't disclose that you know him. But it's in the news. I know everybody I'm talking about in the news. I'm
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah, exactly.
I know everybody. I know Trump. I know Pence. Think about this. Oh, they would have to roll credits. And I'll tell you, I've known Sean now for 20, I don't know how many years, whatever that means. But just, okay, fine. But he's in the news. So here's the best part. So Sean's about to do, I guess, his afternoon show, and his phone blowing up. It's like, what the hell happened? Why is everybody calling me? Is everybody okay? Is Michael Cohen your lawyer? Yes or no? Well, what is this about? So moral of the story is make sure you say, who's asking, and I'll get back with you on this one. But, David, it gets even better. You're Michael Cohen, by the way, who is his own worst enemy, okay? This guy supposedly, you were told, he is so wealthy, he owns buildings of 50 billion and taxi cab medallions in New York, and he just got so much money. So, what does he do? He says on his own, I'm going to take care of this Stormy Daniels thing. Unbeknownst to the president, I'm going to pay her off. Well, not pay her off. I'm going to get her, not buy her silence. Well, I'm going to do something on my own. Now, do I have these vaults of cash? No. I'm going to get a home equity loan. What? Now,
well, it's because he lost all that money on those taxi medallions, right?
Right. So,
when he's on a dollar.
Then you're going to go to the bank. You go to your Chase or your whatever it is. And they say, well, Mr. Knight, get a home equity loan? Yeah, terrific. You and the missus. Is this for that new boiler you're getting? The new? Well, no. What's this
for? I'm paying off a porn star.
Gratuitously for a man, but he doesn't know it. He doesn't know it. And, well, let me get this right. I'm looking for it. Mr. Knight, I'm looking for a check mark here on the, let me get my manager. Maxine, yeah, paying off an adult, what is this? E or F? Miscellaneous. So anyway, so then we have this story. You can't beat it. Now, imagine your next InfoWars sponsor. Hello, I'm David Knight. Forget reverse mortgages. Do you ever find yourself in the position where you got to pay off an adult porn star, and you need extra?
Oh yeah,
cash?
It happens all the time, right?
Exactly. You need extra cash. Well, you know your house. So anyway, so then this thing evolves into. Now, meanwhile, here's the best part. You know who's nobody's talking about? The actual real client, President Trump. He's the one who says, excuse me, I'm the one who has something to say here. I'm the client. And this is bogus. I have a claim here. You're breaching. I hold the client, the privilege. So nowhere do we even consider. So then did you see that scrum downtown in the Southern District the other day? Did you see this? Here comes Stormy Daniels. What are you doing here? Changing her shoes and out of breath. Get out of the way. And listen, I want to get to the truth, because she's run about 2 miles to get to the front of the line with her lawyer, whoever this Avanon, whatever his name is. And she says, I just want to get to the truth because I'm pissed about the truth. The truth. You've been keeping your word? Yeah. Didn't you keep your word? You weren't going to say anything. Well, yeah, but maybe. I guess I did. Meanwhile, there's a war in Syria over an event that never happened, which I'll get
to. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Let's talk about that when we come back. We're going to get on to Syria and the false flag there, because I think you're right. It's kind of interesting. You know, they said, well, the federal prosecutor said Cohen's not a lawyer. And they said, oh, yeah, he's got multiple clients. And that's how this whole thing came about, to trap Sean Hannity in it. He got stuck in the headlights here. All right. We're going to be right back with Lionel. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. You can find him on LionelMedia.com, also on YouTube, Lionel Nation, Twitter, at Lionel Media. And before we move on to Syria, Lionel, I just want to follow up a little bit with some of the comments that have been made today by Dershowitz, by Goldberg, other people saying, you better watch out for this Cohen thing. A lot of people are saying this may be the most dangerous thing to President Trump, far more dangerous than the Mueller investigation, which I don't think there's anything there. We've said that all along, and nothing has materialized there. However, when you look at this situation, as Dershowitz is saying, assume that your best friends will flip on you. Prosecutors have enormous leverage. They can charge you with a dozen different crimes, even if they're relatively technical crimes. And so when we look at that, and we look at the fact that this whole back and forth about whether or not even Michael Cohen is a legitimate lawyer, the prosecutor said he's just a fixer. The Trump people say, no, he's a lawyer, but he, you know, we're his only client. And then he comes back and he contradicts them. He says, no, I've got three clients. And then that's how Sean Hannity got all wrapped up in all of this stuff. And so the question is Goldberg is saying, he's not suited for jail. He's going to flip on people. And he talks about it. A witness in Michael's position is able to glean what it would take to get a letter of cooperation from the government and thereby avoid a lengthy prison term. So in other words, this is a guy who is a fixer. And he's going to be able to, as a lawyer, as a fixer, he's going to be looking at this situation and go, oh, I know what these guys want, and I can use that to get out of jail. What do you think about this? As a former prosecutor, trial lawyer, and so forth, what do you think about all this?
No kidding. This goes with anybody. His maid could do this. His son could do this. Anybody, Manafort, Flynn, Papadopoulos, remember those guys? Maybe any of the 13
but the difference is they've got all these recorded conversations now that may be added leverage. That's what why people are talking about this, why Dershowitz is talking about this as well.
But it better be good. And Dershowitz, you know what's funny? I'm wondering about, I like Dershowitz a lot, but when did he come on board? I know he always says, look, I'm a civil libertarian. This is a guy who was screaming about Hillary Clinton, but all of a sudden, he's like in, and he's on Trump's side so much. And there's a certain degree of sides to it. I wonder about it. I just wonder.
Oh, yeah.
But I would say it goes without saying. Listen, Trump's at the point now where he's going to say, look, who now? I'm trying my best to fight, to negotiate, to make peace in North Korea for the first time. And you're talking to me about what? If they're going to bring a charge against Trump, it better be me lie worthy. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some multiple murders, serial killing. But if you get some piece of nothing wire fraud, and very frankly, how do we say this? We know what he is. This is a man who was in New York's, and I'm just saying this. He was in New York City real estate. He is not the Pope. I don't know what we thought. Not that he's doing anything criminal, but I think, David, we've kind of habituated to this where Trump can only say, what is it now? What I did, what? You've told me now I've impregnated this one, and I've had sex with this one, and this and that, and I colluded with the Russians, and this, and you've got, is this like, this is when you use a limited hangout, when you use something that Dave used against you. Oh, is this maybe from the two Russian prostitutes who soiled the percales of that story? Would you people leave me alone? And if the American public says, let the man, it's like, listen, folks, I hate to bother you, but, and I know, thank you, Bill Clinton, for starting this with that Clinton against Jones nonsense. Do you realize that Bill Clinton, going back, when all that Paula Jones stuff happened, all he had to do was say, I'm going to default. I'm not going to answer this complaint. My friends will pay for it. So I just can move on instead of answering it. He would have said, I'm too busy for this. He would have had to take any depositions. He could say, let it go.
Yeah, because they got him on perjury on a consensual sex thing. I mean, they didn't get him for any rapes or sexual assaults or for whitewater or any of that kind of stuff. It was just for that crime. And I think that was basically a fix with Ken Starr. But let's talk, we're going to run out of time. Let's talk a little bit about Syria. What's your take on Syria? What's your take on this Salisbury poisoning as this we see these new reports?
What poisoning? What are we talking about? This is right off the bat. This is the weakest grade, the worst military grade stuff ever. Much like apparently our weapons system, which was knocked out, if you believe it, 70% were knocked out by Syrian air defense. Even I don't know what to believe, but I got to start off with this one. I happen to be watching the day I go through this. I hold my nose and I try to skim in the morning. It's like, I can't take it anymore. I just watch CNN and MSDNC just to get a look, just a sampling. And then I get sick and I'm trying to build up my resistance like poison. You know, you become more and more immune or acclimated. But I'm watching Fox News and I thought, okay, Fox News, they're the best, you know, the best of the group. Not perfect. Not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And they're showing Nikki Haley, who, by the way, doesn't Nikki Haley remind you of the assistant principal of school reading off the lunch menu? And today we have fish sticks and tater tots, and we, United States of America, will not. She just reads whatever they give her.
I find her far more threatening. I find her more like the Dina Boys or something, because think she's getting into some really crazy stuff here. Looking at the sanctions she got in.
She will read anything, not a clue. So anyway, so then in the morning, I'm watching this thing, and they have Ainsley and others, who's like a Nikki Haley. We love our troops. Yes, we know that. Thank you very much. Thanks for clarifying that for me and this group. But they say, coming up next, Lindsey Nelson's going to talk. Lindsey Nelson, he's with the sports. Lindsey Graham, I'm dating myself. Lindsey Graham's going to talk about how they Bashar al-Assad gassed his people. And I want to say, wait a minute. Stop. I want to break out. Where are you getting this from? Tucker Carlson, come here. Boy, does Tucker have a pair of you-know-whats on him? How he basically the only voice of reason? What are you talking about? Why are you doing this? Why? Is it because of the Sky News deal? Is it because you're worried about the UK? Because you've got this big deal that the Murdoch boys are trying to worry. They got to say, tune this down. Tucker.
Yeah, meanwhile, you got CNN reporter there. Say, yeah, give me that. Let me sniff that. Does that smell like chemical weapons or not? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Even CNN said Sarin doesn't have a smell, but she's going to do the sniff test because the OPCW inspectors can't get in, but CNN can. But the real reporter, have you seen Robert Fisk's report? He actually interviewed people, did real investigation.
And he was terrific, and he said, well, the reason, yes, there was people, they were in fact gagging for their air, and the reason why they couldn't breathe is because it wasn't oxygenated because of the evacuation. Look, David, I gotta tell you something right now. What is with Fox News? What are you talking about? Do you question anything? Is this somehow, do I have to turn in my flag lapel pin? And I lose my position as patriot if I dare to question another false flag narrative?
Gouda,
Khan Shaikun, even Mattis, and Nikki Haley said, you know what, we were, all right, he didn't have anything. He didn't, how about Assad gives back his Legion of Merit? Here, I don't want this thing. Take it back. This is...
Yeah. Well, we've had the former head of British military forces get shut down on Sky News. We had the admiral get shut down, former head of the British Navy get shut down by the BBC. We're in an information war. Shut up. Don't tell them that you're lying to people. And then I just played today a summary from MI5, former MI5 lady who laid down the nonsense about the Skripal poisoning in Salisbury.
Now, that's the best one, too. Now, let's just assume, you know, there's qui bono and qui protest, who benefits and who profits or who's... But, you know, Putin's got to be in a mental hospital if he says, hey, David, I got an idea. You know that guy, Sergei Skripal, the one that we pardoned, the guy that we had at our prison, the one that I had that I could have had him dispatched in a shiv and a shower, slip on a bar. So I could have taken him out. The guy
and
that
they did kill two other guys that were arrested for exactly the same thing at the same time. But for some reason, they kept him around and then traded him off.
And pardoned him. So I'm going to screw up any future prisoner exchange from another company who's going to say, oh, no, you don't. We know what happens when you exchange this. And then I'm going to gas him and his daughter using this really lousy dilute stuff in a park. And right before my election, where nobody's going to believe no matter what, and right before the FIFA World Cup in June, I'm going to do that then. Nobody ever questions it. David, why am I just asking questions? It just makes sense. I'm not, I just want the truth. I'm just like SNL. I'm just a caveman. I don't know how to live in your world. You accept this. When they're on Fox News or whatever, somebody reads, it's like, I can't read this. You're telling me that I've got to read. Oh, you said just now Sky News. Oh, Sky. Oh, Fox. Oh. I got it.
The latest one, I don't know if you heard this or not, Lionel, but Rob Slane was going down these different lists of questions here, and he says, look, they say they're going to demolish Skripal's house, and yet they're telling everybody else, wipe your phones down with baby wipes. It's like, well, why can't you wipe down his house with baby wipes if that's going to be an anecdote for this? I mean, it is absolutely onion-like what they are telling people. It's crazy. But thank you so much for joining us, and that's it for the show, and that's it for this week. Lionel finishing off the week, and we now have the weekend ahead of us. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel. And you can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation. And that's it for today's show. Thank you.